Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Divi Nation. This is a brand new podcast and YouTube show by Elegant Themes, a leader in the premium WordPress and theme plugin development market. I'm your host, Nathan B. Weller, and I'm excited to be back for more Divi-related awesomeness. As always, we've got another great show for you today, the theme of which is Unlocking the Good Life with Divi. To help us explore this topic, we've got a fantastic guest host with us, David Blackman. David is an avid Divi user and WordPress entrepreneur out of Louisiana. He's the owner of Aspen Grove Studios, which specializes in creating and supporting WordPress websites with Divi. He is also a co-founder of ElegantMarketplace.com, where his studio sells Divi child themes and Divi-related plugins, one of which, by the way, we'll be featuring later on in this episode as a plugin highlight. I asked David to come on the show because as I talked to other prospective guest hosts, his name came up time and time again as someone who has not only seen their own impressive success with Divi, but who is open and free with his own knowledge and experiences, often helping others in the community solve problems and succeed in their own right. Seeing as how that's pretty much exactly what we're trying to do with this podcast, he seemed like the ideal guest. So without further delay, David, welcome to Divi Nation.
Hey, thanks, Nathan, for having me.
So glad that you could be here with us today. So what's going on in your world? How are you doing today?
Well, it's a Monday, you know, and typically Mondays is I feel like a one-armed paper hanger. You know, I'm very busy. I've got about 50 million things going on stretched in 20 million different directions, but everything's wonderful. Life's good.
That's good to hear. Well, I won't, you know, drag this along any more than it has to be. Then let me explain to you real quick how the first part of the show works, and we'll jump into it. So this week we're getting things started with a segment called This Week in WordPress, in which I highlight a few of the most interesting WordPress-related blog posts, news items, or conversations that I came across in between last episode and this one. Then we just talk about it. Pretty simple, right?
Yeah, it sounds great.
Cool. You ready to get started?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do this. This week in WordPress, there are three interesting articles that caught my attention. The first was written by Ryan McHugh, who is the lead developer of the WordPress REST API, and it was published at poststatus.com. It's called A Future API, and in it, he tells the stories of five WordPress users in the year 2020, that's less than five full years from now, who have taken advantage of the expanded capabilities of self-hosted WordPress sites with what he calls the golden age of WordPress REST API. I'll highlight two of those stories. The first story explains how Jack, a YouTube user of the future, will, thanks to the WordPress REST API becoming part of WordPress Core, be able to use a simple share button under the share section of a YouTube video to securely post to his personal self-hosted WordPress site as easy as if he were trying to share to Facebook. Then we have Jill, a mobile developer, who, thanks to the integrated WordPress REST API, is able to create an app that anyone can purchase and use to securely publish photos from their phones directly and seamlessly to their self-hosted WordPress website, with WordPress.org playing the secure middleman between the app and all registered WordPress.org users. This is pretty cool stuff, the kind of stuff that I gotta admit, I'm pretty excited about personally. I mean, I even wrote an article about this on the Elegant Themes blog back in April, which I'll link to in the video description, along with the other articles that we talk about here. But just to make sure that we're on the same page, let me explain to everybody what the WordPress REST API is before we talk about it. Basically, the WordPress REST API allows third-party apps, websites, or services to take what are called CRUD actions on a WordPress website. That stands for Create, Read, Update, and Delete. These actions can be taken on posts, pages, post types, media, comments, and more. There are seemingly endless ways that these CRUD actions can be used to achieve really fun and useful things on self-hosted WordPress sites. The examples that I gave above were just two. Now, personally, I'm really excited about stuff like, you know, desktop writing applications being linked to WordPress so that I can do my writing in things like Scrivener or Final Draft and then publish to WordPress straight from those applications. Maybe even including some markup that allows me to just put in some indicators for how I want, like, say, a builder page layout to function when it publishes my content, and then I have a starter platform right there. That, to me, would be a really cool use of this technology. David, is there anything about WordPress API that has got, you know, your brain turning, the gears turning?
Well, I actually wasn't really thinking about it until you started mentioning it. And I got to be honest, it really, really excites me as well. the ability to integrate my website with users, you know, much like a mobile app or any device, you know, such as we have today. It sounds like fantastic technology, and I'm all for it.
Awesome. Well, let's get on to the second story. The second article that caught my eye this week was from a blogger and a WordPress developer named Darren Spence. He published it on his personal site, darrenspence.com. The article is called Lessons Learned from Writing a Premium WordPress Plugin. Now, without going into all the details, the lessons that he learned were as follows. Number one, version one is always terrible. Lesson two, you know nothing, Jon Snow, about how people will actually use your software. Lesson three, open source is your friend. And finally, lesson four, you'll become an addict. Now, David, you recently launched a plugin that we'll be talking about later, and I know I didn't go into a ton of detail with why these lessons were what they were for Darren, but can you relate to any of the things that he mentioned?
Oh, absolutely. We recently launched ours, so we're really fresh into our first plugin launch, but we realized pretty quickly, you know, that there were quite a few things that we left out that we could have improved upon. We also, what impressed me the most is that if you would have asked me 2 years ago, you know, do you think you'll be developing WordPress plugins software? I would have said, absolutely not. There's no way possible. You know, I'm not that technical. I can't do it. And I'm here to tell you, do not be afraid to try it. It's not as hard as you think it is. Be willing to learn. It's just like learning WordPress. It's been a great ride so far.
Awesome. Is there a lesson besides the four that he mentioned that you might, that you've come across?
I would say, you know, be open to, you know, I guess he kind of covered it. You know, he covered it in open source is your friend. So I'm going to say no to that.
Okay, no problem. Well, let's jump to article three. The third article is actually a massive series of articles that's being produced over at code.tutsplus.com called The Beginner's Guide to WooCommerce. Now, when I say massive, I really mean massive. This post series has 21 posts and counting. All of them are about one of the most popular WordPress plugins in the world and the most popular WordPress e-commerce solution. So I feel like I kind of had to mention this series on this episode because, first of all, you, David, you've done a lot of work with Divi and WooCommerce, and I know a lot of Divi Nation are interested in the potential that these two WordPress tools have when used together. Can you tell us a bit about what it was like getting started with WooCommerce and using it with Divi?
It's terrifying. It was absolutely terrifying.
So it justifies, you know, over 21 posts?
It justifies well over 21 posts. What my personal experience, I feel like I don't know if I'm the best person to ask this question because my experience with WooCommerce and cutting my teeth with it is with Divi. And my experience is that I have found that there has been zero conflict with these two platforms. And they work really, really well together. There's not been anything that a client has needed to do or that I've wanted to do with the two platforms that I have not been able to achieve. There's great documentation out there and lots of people willing to help as well.
Well, that's all for this edition of This Week in WordPress. If you'd like to read the articles we discussed, you can find them linked in the video description or within the blog post over at elegantthemes.com for Divi Nation Episode 2. Up next, David and I talk about his journey as a WordPress entrepreneur using Divi and what taking that career leap has meant for him. So, David, based on our previous conversations, I'd say it's safe to say that you're kind of on a bit of a quest right now. You're on a quest to unlock the good life, or well, your version of the good life at any rate.
Absolutely, yes, you're right.
Yeah, which, you know, I've heard you describe as having the freedom to hit the road with your wife and work from exotic, remote locations and more or less just experience life in the world that we live in previously unavailable ways. And I got to admit, that sounds pretty good to me. It sounds like a reality. It's actually not too far off for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Within the next 12 months, I fully expect my wife and I to be working from a mountaintop 1 week and a beach the next. Absolutely.
That's awesome. So what I'd like to do Before we get to that, you know, the what's next thing for you, yeah. I'd like to maybe go back, wind the clock back a little bit, and use today's episode as a place where you can kind of tell your story and take us back to what your journey looked like before you even started using WordPress to where you're at today. Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, cool. So let's start by just having you tell us a bit about your background. You know, where are you from? Where'd you go to school? What'd you do before WordPress? You know, that kind of thing.
Gotcha. Well, I'm from a very small town in South Louisiana, Ville Platte, Louisiana. It's French for flat town. I live in the heart of Acadiana, which is consists of 13 parishes, which actually make up the Cajun culture. You may have heard of it. Great food, best food in the world, in my opinion. Great people. In fact, where I live, Lafayette, we were just voted the happiest city in America. So if you ever want to come to the happiest city, come on down and visit with me, and I'll show you a good time. I graduated high school, left the small town, did a little bit of traveling around, wandering for a couple of years, came back in my early 20s, went to LSU for computer science, fully expected to go down the path of network administrator, tested out, did the CNEs, MCSEs, which are Microsoft Certified Systems Engineer, and the back then Novell was a big platform that was used. And I'm not really sure if it's that big anymore or even relevant, but it was then. So I got the CNE as well, and never went into computers. Got out of school and got married and had children and went into sales. Opened up a company on my own in 2000 and had it for 10 years. I worked in the newspaper industry, and obviously the internet has kind of slowed down the newspaper industry.
A little bit. Yeah. No big deal.
Yeah. Their budgets dried up November 1st, 2009. My last contract with the newspapers ended. And, you know, I found myself at a point in life where I had to make some decisions. And while I was figuring out what it was that I wanted to do, one of the companies that I contracted with for 10 years wanted to employ me full time because I had been with them for a while, and I guess I did a good job for them. I worked with them for 3 years, really wasn't happy. I think I'm much more suited for self-employment. I have a very entrepreneurial spirit, you know, so I wanted to, you know, just get out there and explore some things. And I had been involved with a very successful website in the 90s that me and some friends put together that actually got a tremendous amount of traffic. And we probably, you know, we're a little naive, missed the boat. You know, I look back, hindsight being 2020, you know, I think, oh my gosh, man, we could have really been big time. It was a gaming website. We had forums that were extremely engaged, very active, much like a Facebook user group that we'll probably talk about a little bit later on. Mm-hmm. You know, very engaged. We ended up with, you know, 1 million unique visitors a month, 17 million page views, which was a tremendous amount of traffic. And we had about 200 volunteers from around the world that would work on the site. And we all did it for free. You may or may not be young enough to remember this, or too young to remember this, but I actually had a T1 line in my home. You know, back then a T1 was blazing fast when we only had ISDN, you know, 52K modems. You know, a T1 was 1.5 megs up and down, and it cost quite a bit of money.
I think we used those back in the day for our Quake parties back when
absolutely.
I was young.
Yeah, we did that as well. I've been to QuakeCon, in fact.
Yeah.
Nathan, oh gosh, what's his name? Fatality. Jonathan Wendell is a friend of mine.
We used to
game. You know, I don't know how big you were in Quake back then, but Jonathan Wendell was the world champion in Quake. He was the guy.
I wasn't that into it, but I was into it.
I was. I'd go to QuakeCon in Dallas because Dallas is not too far from here.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
You know, that kind of got me intrigued in the web. I absolutely loved it.
That was before your sales days, right?
Yes, yeah, that was so, pre-sales day.
So you had that kind of rattling around in the back of your head.
Absolutely.
You're doing the sales job. Were you unhappy with the sales job? Or was it just something that you were doing and it wasn't good or bad, it was just what you were doing?
It wasn't good or bad. It was what I was doing at the time. Looking back on it now, I would say, yes, I was unhappy and I didn't know it. It wasn't, I did not have the passion that I have now for what I'm doing.
So what piqued your interest about WordPress? I mean, you were doing the sales job. I mean, it sounds like it was, you know, paying the bills for you. So what got you playing around with WordPress?
Well, as I said, I went back to work for a company full time and I really wasn't happy. So, you know, being familiar with the internet and always believing that the power of the internet was amazing and its abilities, you know, you're going to kind of laugh about this. You're asking me about WordPress, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about how I got into WordPress. You know, I sold digital products for the local paper here in Lafayette. It was owned by Gannett, and that's, you know, the company that I went to work for full time. You know, so I felt like I had a really good grasp on the marketing aspect. I saw where the trends were going, the net was going, and I really felt like, you know, social media was where it was going to be at for businesses, and that's where they needed to. That's where they needed to be. You know, they didn't need to have websites anymore. They needed to only have Facebook, Twitter. These platforms were free. Yes, they did need to know how to use them. However, I just felt like, you know what? You know, websites are obsolete. No one needs them anymore. I laugh at it now. I look back and I think, oh my goodness. I had a personal friend of mine. His name was Dr. Phil Myers. He is a retired dentist and he's a children's author. And I was helping him with his social media campaigns, trying to get his name out there. He just wanted to, you know, promote and sell his children's books. So for whatever reason, the more research that I did in investigating how I could help him the most, you know, this little thought kept coming in the back of my mind. It's like, he should blog. He should blog. You know, it kept coming to me and I just would tell him, I said, Phil, I just, you know, for whatever reason, everything that I'm reading, I feel like nobody knows who you are. We live in Lafayette, Louisiana. We're in a very small town in a small section of the country. Nobody knows you're here. We need to try to get your name out there. So why don't you start writing some stuff and, you know, let's put together a blog for you. So I started researching what the best way to do that was, and I came across WordPress, and I found that it was free. So when I installed the first WordPress platform, I was absolutely blown away because I had some experience from designing and building websites in the 90s. I thought, holy cow, you know, I instantly saw the power of WordPress.
Yeah.
I was blown away with what you could do with it, even at my level of disconnect for, you know, at least 12 or 13 years. You know, it was just amazing to me. I was blown away by it.
That's awesome. And what were some of your, so you created that blog for your friend.
Right.
And was that a paid gig? Was that something you were just doing for fun or to help out?
Well, I guess you could say it was a paid gig because he was paying me for the social media aspect of it.
Okay.
And I felt like that was, but I didn't specifically say, hey, I'm going to build you a website and this is what it's going to cost. I didn't charge him any more than I was charging him initially.
Gotcha.
Which was an annual agreement to handle his social media stuff.
Cool. And so what year was that, by the way?
That was in 2013.
Okay.
When I started doing the social media stuff. Yeah, 2013, latter part of 2013.
So you got involved latter into 2013. Did you do, you know, that's actually not too far or too long after Divi was released. Did you basically discover Divi more or less right away, or did you do some WordPress jobs without Divi
beginning? I believe it or not, I cut my teeth on Genesis and Thesis. Were the two platforms that I was using because I'm a researcher. You know, I want to know what was the best platform. And from everything that I read SEO-wise, Genesis was really geared towards, you know, it was SEO-friendly. Search engines liked it. It was built into the platform. So that's what I built my first few websites on was Genesis. Thesis, I played around with it a little bit, but I ended up never completely finishing a site with Thesis. I went straight with Genesis.
Okay. And What were some of those first websites like? I mean, was the production process fast? You know, did you struggle through it? Or, you know, yeah, I guess what was it like in general?
Yeah, it was, I would say that I probably struggled through it. It wasn't something that I could not overcome. I enjoyed it so much, and I was so excited about doing it and finding out new things that I could do, that it really was never a chore for me. The first client in latter part of 2013, paying client, was actually a municipality. And, you know, I met a guy in a coffee shop. You know, what are you doing? Strike up a conversation. And I said, well, I'm just kind of, I'm putting together a plan for a website that I'm putting together for a friend. And that's just kind of what I'm doing. He says, really? He says, well, I'm on a board in this town that's about 20 minutes north of us in Opelousas, mm-hmm. and says, you know, it's a water board and we need a website. Can you come talk to the board? And I said, okay, I'm telling you, my business started in a coffee shop, Nathan. I imagine quite a few web developers' businesses start in a coffee shop.
Yeah.
But I built that on Genesis. And, I feel like it was unique. They love the site. It's still up today. I still manage it for them. I hope to, in the near future, switch it over to Divi because, you know, I went back and built a site with Genesis here recently, a real estate site, mm-hmm. and it is 1,000 times more cumbersome than working with Divi. So, sorry, Genesis, you know, hey, Brian, nothing personal, you know, just where I'm at. You know, if you watch this podcast or listen to this podcast, I love Genesis, great product, but I have really found that Divi is a phenomenal platform. I can maneuver with it so fast, much faster than I can on any other platform.
So in our emails getting ready for this talk, you gave me like an exact date that you discovered Divi. You said it was January 6, 2014. Yeah. And I thought, that's very specific. Did you know like right away when you started using it, this was like a game changer for you?
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. It was a game changer for me because I was still learning CSS. PHP was not even in my realm of, you know, grasping completely. I was just focusing on trying to learn as much CSS as I could so that I could manipulate and mm-hmm. style and modify the websites the way that I wanted. Well, when I found Divi, you know, and Divi 2.4 is, you know, like steroids compared to what it was back then. But when I found Divi, I didn't find the need to use as much programming languages to style. I could pull things right out of the box, you know, that where I would have used to have had to try to inspect element, find, mm-hmm. you know, figure out the CSS, modify the code. Now, I did a lot of that with Divi, you know, over the time. However, I didn't find that I had to do it if I didn't want to do it. So I hope that answers your question.
Yes. I mean, it also sounds like if for no other reason than it boosted your confidence in terms of volume that you could handle, it was, you know, a game changer in that sense. What did it do for your volume?
Oh, it allowed me to produce websites at a much faster pace. Whereas Divi had the drag and drop, you know, the builder, which mm-hmm. is in the Divi builder, which if you've ever used Divi, you're familiar with it.
Yeah.
I was able to save layouts, you know, rapidly, you know, save layouts that I thought really good, reuse CSS, you know, as it applied to specific modules and stuff, sliders. I could repurpose all of this information, and it just kind of helped me with moving things forward much faster. Divi had it built into the platform itself with the ability to save all of that information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it sounds like, you know, you had a lot of momentum going at this point. What was it like taking that momentum into a group like the Divi Theme Users Facebook group? Or did you have it? Did they help you get it? I guess that's also part of the question is, you know, what role did that group play in this early stage in your using Divi?
That group was paramount in my business. I would say that the group was a very large part of the real explosion of my business that was to come that I didn't even know. I had went along with what a one person could do, you know, searching the web, using Google, you know, trying to find the solutions to the problems that I had. And all of a sudden, you know, I was using Divi regularly. I was reading y'all's blog posts. Mm-hmm. And that's actually how I found the Divi theme users group. Eileen Lonergan had posted in, you know, in a comment saying, "Hey, I've created this Facebook group, you know, for Divi. If you're interested, come on over." And I was one of the first 100 members of the group, went over there and just found this camaraderie in this community of people, you know, self-employed people, do-it-yourselfers, novice web developers, all the way to full-blown professionals, and they were just helping each other out. So if I had a question, I could pose it and, you know, it would be answered within a few minutes. You know, I would have the solution to the problem. Well, it also gave me the confidence, you know, in talking with other developers and stuff, it just boosted my confidence. There wasn't anything that I didn't feel like I couldn't achieve for a client. So it allowed me to take on larger, more complicated projects, you know, whereas before I probably wouldn't have until I felt comfortable enough with my own abilities and stuff. But I felt like I had a built-in team that was just there. I don't know how to say that. It sounds kind of bad, but, you know, because I'm charging clients and I probably should be, you know, spiffing the Facebook group or something. But I think we were all kind of, it's kind of been that way.
That's awesome.
I've seen that group launch many people's web design careers. I've seen people with full-time jobs take the step, you know, step out in faith and are full-blown web design. That's what they do today. That's how they support and feed their family. I attest that to Divi. I attest that to the Facebook group. Divi's, my opinion, the most powerful WordPress platform out there. I don't use it as a theme, haven't in a long time. Mm. I've used it as a framework for quite a while.
Yeah. And earlier you said, you know, that when it came to WooCommerce, you were terrified.
Oh yeah.
And getting to use Divi for a while, jumping into the Facebook group, all these things, having some successful clients, all these things boosted your confidence to the point where you were ready to start taking on some, I guess, more complicated clients and more complicated projects. Tell us about FlipTales.com and what happened with that site.
Yeah, this was a client that, you know, I'm going to digress just a hair if
sure.
you don't mind. Won't take but a second, but I want to mention someone who's been working with me for over a year, and we met in the Divi Facebook group. His name is Kalyan Brantas Das. He is from India. He is one of the most kind, humble, helpful, knowledgeable people that I've met. I feel like we're probably kindred spirits from across the world because we're very much alike in the way that we see things and we do things. We started working together shortly before FlipTales, so I really have to not only give myself or Facebook group the credit, I also have to give him some credit because he is the one who, with his knowledge of PHP and CSS and his skill set, it allowed me to go after more complex projects and stuff. Mm. So I had a client that came to me. He was a college student, and his name was Daniel Gould. He had just graduated from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Go Cajuns. he was an artist and an extremely talented artist. He came to me with this idea, and he said, "David," he said, "I'd like to build a website, and I want to sell some products, and here's my product." He said, "I have been researching and I've gone back to the year 2000 and I figured out the top 200 boys and the top 200 girls names for newborn children in the United States of America all the way back to the year 2000. And I figured out which animals I could turn their name into." And so he's an artist, and he designed these flip books to where, you know, "My name is David. By the way, it turns into a peregrine falcon," which I think is pretty awesome, by the way.
That is pretty cool.
and he just figured it out. And he said, "You know what? This is what I want to do. You know, can you help me?" And I said, "Sure, absolutely." And I was upfront with him, and I let him know, you know, the platform that I was going to use was WordPress, and then I was going to use WooCommerce because it was the most popular, you know, platform to use for WordPress. And he said, no problem. We put a plan together and we started building the site. So we built it with Divi. We launched it in late November. December, the first week of December, we had a marketing plan. We felt like, you know, if we could get some interest in his products, that they were unique enough that maybe we could get it to go viral. So we were thinking Reddit and Imgur were the two platforms that we were going to go after. If you're familiar with Imgur, Imgur's images and videos, it's where a lot of them actually go viral. Our goal was is if you make it to the front page of Imgur, you're going to probably go viral. So we had a plan. We launched his website on a Monday. We had a plan to, on Friday, roll out our Imgur campaign. And, you know, Thursday I went fishing in the Gulf of Mexico because, you know, I live on the Gulf of Mexico and redfish and speckled trout are awesome. So I'm in the middle of the, you know, ocean, basically, you know, fishing, and I've got my phone with me. And I get a call from Daniel, and Daniel says, Dave, he says, I went ahead and launched the Imgur campaign, and it looks like it's going to go viral. It, you know, I'm watching the numbers, and the upvotes on my post are just, they're going through the roof. It's at, you know, this many views now. And I'm like, dude, I'm out in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. You know, this is not the right time to do this. So I upgraded the server from my cell phone. Here's the power of Divi, WordPress, and technology. I'm on my cell phone in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. I upgrade my web server to a higher platform instantly. Within a few minutes on a managed VPS, I went from the lowest level to the top level within a couple of seconds, increased its performance so it could handle it, made sure that everything was operating correctly with the website and WooCommerce. Orders started coming in. We had 500,000 views in our first day.
Wow.
So he knocked it out of the park. I'm going to tell you that Divi and WooCommerce never even flinched.
Fantastic, fantastic. Let's talk about some of the partners that you've made. I mean, you've made some really beneficial allies within the Divi community. I'm specifically thinking of Eileen Lonergan and Andrew Palmer, who are your co-founders over at Elegant Marketplace. What has it meant to find and team up with these kind of like-minded people for you and your business?
I've found that it has been just a really, really huge asset. You know, one way to think about, you know, your mindset and your way of thinking about things is one thing. But when you have perspective of people that you trust and you value, who are peers that are doing similar things to where you're doing, when you can put your minds together as a cooperative, it's really, really phenomenal. It's amazing at what you actually can achieve. I do feel really, really blessed to have met Eileen and Andrew. Mm-hmm. They are fantastic business partners. We launched elegantmarketplace.com, as you said. Yep. You know, in the beginning, it was a place for child themes, plugins, courses, services. You know, that's kind of the direction of what we thought in our mind. We launched it in April. We've built it around the community, the Divi Facebook group. We feel like we're servicing a, you know, something that they're asking for. They're hungering for, you know, learning how to do CSS, do PHP, do WooCommerce. So we do a lot of tutorials. We do a lot of blog posts geared towards that. We've met and collaborated with a lot of developers in the community and stuff that build child themes to make, you know, do-it-yourselfers' lives a whole lot easier. You know, when they can come in and, you know, pop in a restaurant theme, you know, much like WordPress is built on, period.
Yeah.
There are so many child theme developers and stuff out there. But we have, you know, I just think it's been a phenomenal, it's been a really, really good experience for me.
So that sounds amazing. And the success you've seen in your professional life is actually starting to unlock some bigger dreams that you've had, which we talked about earlier, for how you want to lead your life in other areas.
Right.
So can you kind of tell us about what that realization was like, where you got to a point where you're like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't have to do life like I used to have to do life.
Right.
You know, what was that like?
Well, it's good. I've always kind of been a, I don't know, outside of the box thinker, willing to, you know, take a step forward when most people probably wouldn't take a step forward. Mm-hmm. You know, living life a little bit differently, you know, appeals to me. Free spirit, whatever you want to call it. My wife is a very, very traditional, she's a CPA. You know, yep. She is a bean counter, and, you know, her life is very, you know, you do this, this, and this. And, you know, we've talked about doing some things for a while now, for a few years. Actually, it kind of spawned from, you know, we purchased an RV, leased a spot on a lake for a year, absolutely fell in love, found out that it was something that we really, really enjoyed. That's kind of what spurred on, you know, the idea of living life potentially a little bit differently, mm-hmm. you know, and me feeling like there's nowhere that I can not work from, you know.
Yeah.
I've convinced her that she can work from anywhere as well. We're going to find out.
Do you guys have your electric and Wi-Fi logistics, you know, figured out, or are you still trying to?
Yeah. We do. We're figuring it out.
Okay.
I've been investigating it for a little while. You would be surprised, you know. You know, with cell phone, you know, LTE is a very fast, you know, internet provider and stuff. I don't know if you know this or not, but satellite just came out with spot satellite. You used to have to be, you know, plugged into the same place and your satellite shooting into, but they've now come out with what's called spot satellite service, to where you can move around the country and have satellite Wi-Fi in the most remote areas in the country. Even without a cell phone signal, you no longer need it. Now, you know, is it feasible? You know, $100 a month for 20 gigabytes of data? You're probably not, you know, you're probably going to go through that data pretty quickly, but there are several different options that you can, that you have.
Well, when you're out on the road, you're going to keep us up to date?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to, you know, I'll expound a little bit more on it. You know, we are going to, hopefully within the next 12 months, we're investigating RVs, and we're looking at really nice, something that we can live in on a full-time basis, something that we can travel around in, you know, go to the beach for a month, go to the mountaintop for a month or two, wherever we want to work from, that's what we want to do. We want to experience some life, and I feel like, you know, Divi, WordPress, web development, all has given, you know, opened our minds up to the ability to do that, to feel like we can do it.
That's awesome. Well, at the end of each interview, I like to ask for a parting thought. I like to, you know, obviously you've had your own experience, your own journey that's kind of unlocked your idea of the good life. And there's other people in the community who are trying to pursue success to a level where they can unlock, you know, their version of that. That specific thing is going to look different to everybody, but the principles of just being successful in this industry are probably always going to stay the same to one degree or another. So to that end, is there like one lesson that you learned or one tip that you have for people looking to find a level of success with WordPress and Divi that you'd want them, if they didn't take anything else away from our talk and from your experience, what's that one thing that you'd want them to walk away with?
Well, I don't know that this is anything paramount or unique, mm-hmm. but what I would encourage them to do is to find a community of like-minded people that they can bounce their ideas off of and get help with, because that one thing has absolutely changed my business model, the way that I think about things, has helped me more than I could have ever even imagined. Exponentially, it has sped up the process. What would have taken, I had a 5-year plan, you know, and my 5-year plan got pushed up to 2 years because of the community and WordPress of what I'm talking about. So find some people, you know, if you're lost, if you mess with Divi a lot and you really like Divi, but you're kind of confused and you have some questions, come join us in the Divi Theme Users Group. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people there that are going to help you, that are willing to give their time and energy and share their experience with you. And it doesn't cost you anything. Now you can you need something more complex than that, absolutely you can find them there as well. So that's kind of the message that I would give them.
Great. That sounds like a good parting thought to me. David, all thanks right. for coming on the show. Really appreciate it.
Hey, Nathan. Thank you very much for having me.
What a great story. I want to thank David again for coming on the show. I really enjoyed hearing his story, and I hope the rest of you out there in Divi Nation did too. Before we move on, I'm happy to report that in the time since we recorded, David actually sold his house, and he and his wife are preparing for life on the road. He's promised to keep us up to date on this new chapter in his life, and I'm really looking forward to learning about what running a Divi-centered business from the road looks like. Well, we've got a lot of ground to cover still in this episode, so up next we've got a Divi quick tip, then a plugin highlight, and finally a Divi design challenge. So strap in, because here we go. In this Divi quick tip, I'm going to show you two different methods for manually editing the footer section of Divi so that you can display your own custom footer credits. The first method I'm going to show you takes advantage of a new tool created by the team over at Gritty Social, that's gritty-social.com, called, aptly enough, the Divi Child Theme Builder. They've taken all the guesswork out of editing the footer credits of a Divi child theme by simply making it a part of the child theme creation process. Here's how it works. First, head over to divi.space/divi-child-theme-builder. You can get there by clicking on the link I provided in the video description, or in the blog post if that's where you're viewing this video. Once you're there, you'll notice that all of the required information is in the form of empty text boxes for you to fill in with your specific details. Just fill in your child theme name, version, author name, author URL, and updated footer credits. You can also upload a custom image to appear as the installed theme thumbnail in your WordPress installed theme section, as well as any custom CSS you might want to migrate from your Divi parent theme to your Divi child theme. When all of your information is entered, simply click the Create Child Theme button to download the zipped file. You can now upload it to your WordPress website just like any other theme, only now you'll have new footer credits and a future-proof website. Okay, so that is method number one. For our second method, I'm going to show you how to edit your footer credits the 100% manual way. To be honest, I'm not entirely sure why someone wouldn't want to use the new Divi Child Theme Builder, but if that's you, we've still got you covered. Here's what you do. First, you need to create a child theme. There are a number of ways that you can do this. You can manually create a child theme by following Nick's blog post tutorial, or you can use any one of a number of plugins and tools designed for creating child themes quickly and easily, some with just a single click. For your convenience, I've linked Nick's tutorial and a few recommended plugins and tools in the video description. When creating your child theme, you will want to make sure that you have copied the footer.php file from your Divi themes file into your child theme files. Now, when you upload your new child theme to WordPress and activate it, you can navigate to Appearance, Editor, footer.php, and make your desired edits. All you have to do is find the text from the current footer credits and swap out your preferred text. When you're finished, click the Update File button, and you're done. Now you will have custom footer credits even after you've updated the Divi parent theme in the future. Well, that's all for this tutorial. I'm Nathan B. Weller, and this has been an Elegant Themes Divi Quick Tip. Okay, so we just learned how to manually edit Divi's footer credits. But what if those are not the only edits you'd like to make to the footer section? And what if you're not so hot with PHP or CSS? That's where this week's plugin highlight comes into play. Check it out. In this week's plugin highlight, I'd like to introduce you to a really neat, affordable little plugin called Divi Footer Editor by David Blackman of Aspen Grove Studios. Divi Footer Editor allows you to quickly, easily, and above all, painlessly make WYSIWYG edits to your Divi theme footer. No PHP editing or code editing of any kind required. It's available for just $10 over elegantmarketplace.com, and here's how it works. Once you've installed the plugin, go to Appearance, Divi Footer Editor, and you will see a very familiar site, the standard WordPress WYSIWYG editor. To update your Divi footer credits, it's as easy as writing in the new text you want and clicking Save. That's it, it's done, and it will stay changed when you update the Divi theme because you're not actually editing any theme files. And as great as that is, it's literally just the beginning of what is possible with this plugin. You can quickly and easily reposition your text, add links, images, video, or anything else you would normally associate with the WordPress WYSIWYG editor, all without touching a bit of code. Combine this plugin with the new footer capabilities added in the Divi 2.4 update, and almost any Divi user at any skill level can create a killer footer that previously would have required advanced custom coding. Quick note before I sign off, we're so glad that the community growing up around Divi has taken it upon themselves to augment and improve the process for creating great websites with our theme. That's why we're more than happy to feature their work as part of our Divi Nation podcast and YouTube show. This is just the first of what we hope to be many more plugin highlights to come, and we want you to feel free to submit your favorite Divi-related plugins for consideration. Just email your plugin submission to us at podcast@elegantthemes.com with the subject line, Plugin Highlight Submission. Hope to hear from you soon. I'm Nathan B. Weller, and this has been an Elegant Themes Divi Plugin Highlight. Okay, so we've just had two segments in this episode that are all about making edits to the Divi footer. It's only fitting, then, that our next segment challenge you to put this new knowledge to use. That's why we're launching our very first Divi Design Challenge. Here we go. In this Divi Design Challenge, we are challenging you to take on the Divi footer and blow us all away. The footer can be a sort of unloved stepchild of web design. You basically always have to have one, but sometimes you don't know what to do with it, which can result in sloppy or just boring footer designs. On the other hand, when a footer is well done, when it embodies a bit of creativity and intentionality, and when it actually serves a useful purpose, people take note. A good footer can actually set your site apart. That's why, between the recent Divi 2.4 updates, this week's Divi Quick Tip, and the latest plugin highlight, we've done our best to remove any and all obstacles standing between you and the WordPress footer design you've always wanted. And now we want to see what you can do. So prepare yourselves, Divi Nation. Here's your challenge. On any site you own running Divi, create a custom footer that is functional, creative, and consistent with the overall design of the rest of your site. Submit a screenshot and a link to your website to podcast@elegantthemes.com with the subject line, Divi Footer Design Challenge. All submissions will be graded on their user friendliness, their aesthetic appeal, and creative use of design elements. We will announce our top 5 picks in 2 weeks from the publication of this video via that week's podcast episode and blog post. So if you're working on a project and you'd like to get some eyeballs on it, just create a really awesome footer, share it with us, and hope that your design is a cut above the rest. Once again, when your footer is designed and finished, submit a screenshot and a link to your website to podcast@elegantthemes.com with the subject line, Divi Footer Design Challenge. Happy designing! Well, that's it for this episode. Thanks for tuning in to Elegant Themes Divi Nation. Coming up next week, we'll be talking with Melissa Love, a designer out of the UK. We'll hear her Divi story and dive into how she uses storytelling design to elevate her design projects and make a real impact on both her clients and their visitors.
So you're always trying to tell your story in the context of them. Mm-hmm. So when I approach a site, I say to them something we touched on before. The natural human condition is to want to have a conversation. So we need a logical, progressive structure where people know that they're in the right place, they understand who you are, they understand what you do, they can see the proof, and then they can get in touch with you.
Thanks again. I'm Nathan B. Weller, and I'll see you next week.